Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, October 1st, 2007. It's a beautiful, beautiful autumn morning here this morning. It's good to be home. We've been out of town all weekend. Today's message is titled Spiritual Aroma. The scripture text is from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, 14 through 16.
But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. For we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one we are the smell of death, to the other the fragrance of life. And who is equal to such a task?
We have a beautiful autumn morning, as I mentioned, here in rural Pennsylvania, and the strongest chocolate scent I recall in a long time. Mountjoy has a plant that produces chocolate for the candy industry, and periodically, when wind conditions are just right, it wafts right over to our country lane. That sure beats some of the other farm odors we periodically experience here where we live. This weekend, we were at a conference on the New Jersey shore, in fact, in Ocean City, New Jersey. Saturday evening, we stayed with our friends Jim and Dorothy Schmidt. Through the night, an intense odor developed that smelled like a faulty septic system. Brooke Seen suggested that I shut the window, but the odor still seemed to increase, and I wondered if it might be coming up through their basement. We debated as to whether we should say anything as we discussed the problem. They don't smell the stench. Our suggestion of a foul odor might embarrass or, even worse, offend them. But on the other hand, perhaps we needed to alert them to a problem they might be unaware of. As I visited with Jim over coffee, I decided to carefully bring it up. Jim started laughing and quickly called his wife. I wondered, oh no, what have I done now? We'll never be invited to stay here again. Jim explained, because we live next to the bay at low tide with the right wind conditions, this is a normal recurring odor. Well, as we took our walk early yesterday morning with Pal, Jim's dog, I noted the odor and chuckled about our faulty conclusion earlier.
Jesus calls us to be the light of the world, Matthew 5:14. Recall with me the old children's song, "This Little Light of Mine." Well, I hope that you let His light shine through your life today.
But did you know that we are, as Christ's followers, also emitting a fragrance? Paul uses a rather unusual metaphor in our daily text to describe this aspect of ministry. God, through us, spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him.
God has ordained that His people spread the fragrance of the knowledge of Him everywhere. The Greek word for fragrance is osmi, and is the same word used when Mary washed our Lord's feet with expensive perfume, and the fragrance filled the entire house.
Well, this fragrance is detectable to both the saved and the unsaved. However, our reactions are entirely different. To the unsaved, we are the stench of death. To the saved, we are the fragrance of life. This contrast is similar to a theme found in John chapter 3 regarding reactions to light. Some love spiritual light, others hate it.
Paul's closing question to this thought, "And who is equal to such a task?" is rather intriguing. He was aware of the awesome responsibilities that this placed upon himself and other believers as well.
Today, we urge you to spread everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. May this fragrance be pleasing to God and release the fragrance of life to many.
Let's pray. God, I am thankful for the sense of smell. Depending on what I am smelling, it can bring about a pleasant response where I just want to linger, taking in more and more of the pleasing scent. Today, I pray that the spiritual fruit from my life will emit such an aroma. First, I want to offer to you the sweet-smelling sacrifice of a life that is completely surrendered to you. Secondly, I pray that those whom I see today would find interaction with me to be a very uplifting part of their day. May I bring encouragement through pleasant conversation and by taking a personal interest in others. May the fruit of my labor be helpful and pleasing to those whom I work with today. Safeguard my lips from bitter complaining and destructive gossip. Lord, keep me mindful throughout this day that I am to you the aroma of Christ. You've entrusted a great deal to me, so I will rely on you to bring about divine appointments throughout my day. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen.
Amen. You know, it's interesting in your prayer book, Shane, you mentioned divine appointments. And it was neat yesterday. We came back from the Jersey Shore and arrived in Lancaster County late yesterday afternoon and stopped by a store to get some milk. As we were there, we saw a longtime reader of Daily Encouragement Net from the Effort area. I call her Effort to Annie. Her name is really Pat, I guess, and her husband Gary. And just had a wonderful brief conversation with them. It occurred to me just a few minutes earlier or later, we wouldn't have seen them. But now that's a divine appointment. And hopefully we brought some encouragement to them. And although they both have a vibrant walk with the Lord, but as I often say, we always need more encouragement. Never can get enough of it.
And let me add, divine appointments sometimes come about because of inconvenience. The milk was all the way at the other end of the store, and Stephen was just slightly annoyed because we were anxious to get home. It's like, oh, no, we need milk. So we trudged back there, probably not in the best of attitudes, and yet that opened the door for us to see this couple, and our visit extended quite a bit longer.
Well, she's right. I didn't have a good attitude. I wanted to get home. Well, thanks for joining us today. Brooksine, why don't you share your final P.S. in the note today?
Well, the chocolate smells are the most pleasant aroma around here. And sometimes it is extremely hard to resist picking up a chocolate candy bar when you get such a strong whiff as you're about to enter a store when you're smelling this wonderful chocolate. Sometimes the air smells just like a fresh batch of chocolate fudge just waiting to be sampled from the Wilbur Chocolate Factory, which makes the chocolate that goes into such fine candies as Godiva. When you go to our neighboring town, Elizabethtown, you get the smell of chocolate from M&M Mars Factory. And of course, Hershey is only about 14 miles from here. And some might even think this is chocolate heaven around here. The best part is that calories don't add up when you're only inhaling the succulent scent of chocolate.
Unfortunately, we often do more than inhale. Well, thanks for joining us today. We are on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. We do have a couple photos up from our weekend that we want to share, along with some notes in the photos. And the song, and we cannot think of any songs written that use that metaphor of being an aroma, but it's a Paul Baloch song, if that's the right way to pronounce his name, called My Offering, that came to mind today. And I do have a full-length quality download available. It's not on my website, but it's simply found through a search engine of a song that he wrote called My Offering that really is a beautiful song. Well, thanks for joining us today. It's a real blessing to share God's Word and hopefully bring an uplift to your day as one of our podcast listeners. Stay encouraged and faithful.